the conversation.
You're with Kate Talk.
Right, just a few minutes in hand to talk cars with Chira de Siena of cars.co.za. So without further ado, welcome Chira, and let's get straight to this week's car review. I believe you've been driving the new Hyundai i20.
Yes, I have indeed. Good little car. I mean, in summary, you know, that's all you take from this segment. I was pretty impressed. A couple of downsides for me. Ergonomically, it didn't feel quite right. I couldn't get comfortable. The seat didn't feel quite right. I couldn't seem to get the distance from the clutch pedal quite right. Even though the steering wheel adjusts sort of for rake and reach, which is quite good. I don't know. I just never really gelled with the car. That's quite an anomaly for me in my job. I never really feel like that sort of uncomfortable in the car. It almost feels like it was sort of designed in a computer and then put on sale, and no human actually got in and tried it. So that was a little odd. Pricing not too bad, 330,000, which is quite a lot cheaper than its rivals. So it's in the segment with the Ford Fiesta, the VW Polo, the Opel Corsa, Peugeot 208, Mazda 2, Honda Fit, but it's actually quite significantly cheaper than those cars and quite well-specced.
Okay.
Another downside for me on the safety side is no electronic stability control, which you will get in its rivals. Boot size, decent, nothing wrong with that at all, except the one downside was that the rear bench folded down in one piece rather than in a 60-40 split.
Okay.
And that's a bit inconvenient because, for instance, if you just need to load one long thing, you then lose all your seating, whereas if you've got a split bench, you can, you know, keep one back seat kind of thing. It's a bit more practical. Yeah. All that being said, though, the biggest problem that these cars have now in this segment, this sort of premium hatch segment, is that a whole bunch of SUVs have come onto the market. So Nissan Magnite, Kia Sonet, the Ford EcoSport's been around for a while, but the Toyota Urban Cruiser and the Vitara Brezza are here now. And you can get into a top spec one of those and have some change, you know, for the price of the i20. And I don't see a very promising future for the sort of compact hatch segment in this country, given how much South Africans really do like SUVs and crossovers. So that's something to keep in mind. Although that being said, the i20 is better spec than most of those cars, particularly given that you get 6 airbags, including curtain airbags, whereas in, say, like a Toyota Urban Cruiser, you'd only get 2 airbags. So.
Yeah.
That is something to consider.
Chira, you're always complimentary about the Hyundai warranty. I'm assuming it will apply in this case as well.
Yeah, it's a 5+2. It's a very good warranty. Just keep in mind that the last 2 years are only drivetrain. So basically, anything that's responsible for making the car move is covered. But you know, if a window motor goes, for instance, then, you know, in the last 2 years, you're not covered. But it is a very good warranty, yeah.
Okay, so that's the Hyundai i20, starting price 289, going up to about 361,000 Rand for the very top spec model. Chira, final question, available in automatic and manual versions?
Indeed, yes, you can pick up both, yeah.
Great, thanks for that. Okay, and then before we take any questions, I wanted to just give you a moment to tell us about the new partnership you've entered into with Ford South Africa to support Gift of the Givers with the winter campaign.
Yeah, I feel great about this campaign. It's a blanket drive, which we've started off by donating over 100,000 Rand to Gift of the Givers so that they can buy the sort of what they think are the correct blankets. So, I mean, you can obviously donate blankets to them, but what they prefer, and they have suppliers who do it, obviously these things at great rates, they prefer if the money comes in and then they have the blankets manufactured sort of to spec, so to speak. So what we did actually was on our YouTube channel, we didn't have the advertising turned on since the beginning of the channel because we didn't want our users to have to sit through an ad and then watch our video. And when COVID struck, we thought, well, what's the point of this? You know, we could be making a fair bit of money here, which we could donate to COVID relief charities.
Okay.
So in 2020, just by watching our channel, our viewers helped us raise 102,000 Rand. and we donated all of that to Gift of the Givers. So we've kickstarted it, and if you'd like to contribute, the video is on our channel with all of the details in the YouTube description as well.
Okay, fantastic news. So go to cars.co.za's YouTube channel for full details on how to make a donation. And yeah, I think it makes a lot of sense, Chiro, to donate directly to Gift of the Givers. We all know what a high level of trust there is in the amazing work that they do and their ability to spend that money most effectively to get the maximum possible number of the best possible quality blankets. I think it makes a lot of sense. So thank you very much for highlighting that. Okay, let's go on to some listener questions coming in on our WhatsApp line. We can squeeze in one or two very quick calls as well if you want to phone in on 021-446-0567. In the meantime, a question around Blue Motion. Is Blue Motion higher fuel efficiency in VW cars worth the investment, asks Anonymous.
Blue Motion, let me think now, that's separate to add Blue. Blue Motion, I think, is sort of VW's all-encompassing kind of efficiency drive.
Yep.
And then on their diesel side, it includes the injection system, which sort of neutralizes the diesel fumes and the diesel emission.
Right.
If I'm not mistaken, most VWs are Blue Motion sort of as standard, except for their performance models. Although that being said, I think there was a special Polo Blue Motion. I think in summary, with all of these sort of efficiency, not gimmicks, that's a bit derogatory, but with all these sort of efficiency programs and that sort of thing the manufacturers put out, the number one effect on your fuel consumption is the way you drive. And if you drive conservatively and you anticipate braking and decelerating and that sort of thing, and you basically just sort of, you know, drive at the speed limit, really, instead of sort of rushing around, you will make a massive difference to your fuel consumption over and above what the manufacturer might be offering with their efficiency programs.
Okay, that's very practical and sound advice, Chiro. Thank you very much. Sure. To the person asking, what is AdBlue? It's the stuff that runs out the minute your car knows you've gone away on holiday and are as far as possible away from a garage that can supply it. That's what it is. Chiro, that's the stuff you add to reduce the diesel emissions, not so?
Yes, it's quite a clever system. It's actually a urea-based liquid. It sits in a separate tank in on the underside of the car, and it's injected in very small amounts into the exhaust fumes. It helps to neutralize what's called the NOx, the NOx particles, which are particularly dangerous to human health, which come out of diesel engines. And it's actually probably even worth a segment on its own, actually, to take the Cape Talk listeners through the technology and which cars have it and which cars don't.
Okay.
It's mostly a German technology. It's mostly on the German cars, yeah.
Okay, I think that's a great idea. And I will say this, if you have a car which needs it, do yourself a favor and go and buy a bag to take with you the next time you go on a road trip. Because my experience has been that your car runs out at the most inconvenient time, without question. Chiro, I think it's a great idea to do a follow-up segment on that, though. So let's diarize that for a later date. And let me finish today's segment with some feedback for you from our listener, Cliff, who says the following. On sound advice from Chiro and your wonderful program, I have managed to purchase a beautiful 2018 Honda BRV Comfort for an excellent price. So a big thank you from Cliff for the advice led him to that decision. Cliff, thanks for taking the time to give us that feedback. What a nice way to end the segment today, Chiro.
I love to hear that. It's a product I rate quite highly. And I actually lived with one for a week. For 5 weeks under level 5 lockdown.
Yep.
Where my lockdown car was a BRV, actually. I rate those cars very highly in that segment. It's a good purchase.
Well, happy driving, Cliff, and Chiro also to you. We'll chat again next week, Wednesday.
Thank you, Pippa. Thanks so much.
Chiro de Siena of cars.co.za.